everybody. Welcome back to the train wreck. It's May 10th. It's Friday. Mother's Day is Sunday. Again, don't forget. Ryan is still drinking. He's gotten another beer. I brought him a water. He's like, I don't need it. But I got him one. Because I'm worried about his kidneys.
I'll start on the water during the Twitch stream. But I feel like we went a minute, an hour 30.
I mean, there was also a minute where you had to go pee and I had to just BS.
That's a minute. That's a minute out of how many minutes? 60 plus 35.
That's math.
That's 95. 94 minutes.
That was a feature-length film.
Nonsense.
We're so sorry.
So today, we're going to do robots.
This is a shorter episode.
Robots and AI. It is going to be a shorter episode, but robots and AI, I feel like, are two of the best topics that we do.
Yeah, I do like robots and AI.
I'm just closing out some.
Keep up with our newsletter.
We talked about adversarial artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
You're aware of it. Generative GANs, they call them. Generative adversarial networks. Something like that. One AI creates what they think is good. The other AI says, and that's garbage. Get rid of it. Or it's good.
And it's convincing.
You get good things. And they did faces. We covered the faces. Now they're doing the whole body plus fashion.
The fashion. It's amazing. AI generates entire bodies of people who don't exist. But the cool thing about it is the fashion, because that was something that was tripping up the face one. Like, if someone was wearing earrings or something, it would, like, you know, kind of merge it into their neck or their ear. And it was like, wait, what's that? And you realized it was because it didn't understand it. But it actually understands fashion in this version.
What is this going to mean for the Instagram thoughts?
Yeah, there's always going to be a real or an unreal woman who can do better than you. Mm. Computer generated.
And the AI is going to get better and better. Oh, I closed the tab.
Undo close tab.
Oh, vamp. Vamp, Krista.
Okay. All right. Amazon dismisses idea automation.
Oh,
all those ads popped in. Amazon dismisses idea automation will eliminate all of its warehouse jobs soon.
You read the story, of course.
Yes, of always.
What's it about?
Amazon dismisses idea. Automation will ruin all their jobs.
It's not quite about that. So Amazon has figured out, they have a picture of it. Well, they don't.
There's
have
a lot of pictures of the cowboy on
they
there.
I don't know why. So Amazon has this new system, right? They're putting a conveyor belt in the truck, right?
Okay.
And they got this big wall of suction cups. So the conveyor belt, like, pulls the boxes back, the suction cups grab them, and they unload them. They figured out that they can unload in 10 minutes with this technology what would take an hour for a person to do.
But how gentle are the suction cups with the boxes?
Well, how gentle are the humans?
That's also a good
point. I bought some gun cleaner recently.
Is that something that needs to be gently handled?
Well, I use a lot of it. All right, so...
No, I mean, but, like, does it come in a glass?
It comes in a 64-ounce bottle.
Okay.
Big bottle. Spray bottle.
Okay.
Broken. Yeah.
Wow, a plastic bottle?
Leaking into the box. Because somebody just chucked it out of the
How hard would you have to chuck it?
Pretty
to...
fucking hard.
Yeah.
And...
Did you report that issue?
I have not yet.
You should.
But
Drunk Ryan should do that.
But I will. I will. You know what? I'm going to take a Amazon automation drink. I'm at the dregs of this one. I'm going to open a new one.
I ordered stuff on Amazon. I forgot how fun it is to order stuff. It's like getting a Christmas present from yourself like a week later.
You got to go Prime.
I don't really care about Prime, though. I don't need anything that quick.
Go. You know Prime is going to go one day? One day later?
One day? Wow. Mm. Fiance has Prime.
Oh, you just piggyback on that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Just abandon your individuality. Just ignore the fact that Krista as a person exists.
Well, listen.
Krista.
It saves us some money and some time.
Krista Dash. Now, I'm a believer you should dash the middle name, but you don't agree with that.
No, because it'll be long. Can't say what it'd be, but it'd be long. It'd be annoying.
I believe in it. All right,
So every time you sign a check, now if you guys don't know what a check is, that's when you take a piece of paper and it's got your bank info on it.
let's talk about the Tribeca Film Festival. What do you know about the Tribeca Film Festival?
Almost nothing.
Almost nothing. Well, hipster movies.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's independent film.
Independent films, they come out, they have this festival, and if you're popular, if you're hot in the Hollywood scene, you get to go.
Even though it's supposed to be an independent film festival.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? And they have some weird shit going down there, and this is particularly weird.
Tribeca Film Festival's VR mascot was a creepy living doll.
Oh, look at it.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
I see this. I'm so disturbed. I actually don't have words for this image.
So this doll introduced you to the VR entries into the Tribeca Film Festival. All right. Now it's interesting because let's look at this one. This
Oh
is part of VR. In this VR world, the little creepy VR people would meet your gaze and lock eyes with you. How is it?
Why? How does this have anything to do with the festival?
Well, they're talking about, like, how is film going to go more interactive, right?
Well, yes, but why the doll? What's the conceptual reason behind the
Because the
doll?
doll is a way that you interact with film. The doll looks at you.
But why a doll?
Because they're fucking creepy, man.
Was that literally like they were all sitting around the room?
Dolls.
It's like, how do we get the audience to interact more?
Were
Creepy
you
dolls. Everyone loves creepy dolls.
here when we talked about in video games or VR, as it may be, children and naked girls. Naked girls who are like trying to kill you is very disturbing. Because you associate one emotion with naked girls, and then they hit you with another one.
Don't remember that conversation.
You must not have been here. But Penny Dreadful. Penny Dreadful is a great TV show. Scary naked girls.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not the target market for that particular frightening.
Anyway, if you go to the Tribeca Film Festival, you can check these things out. But it shows that VR. Now, we've talked about VR. We played with some VR.
Yeah, we did.
And it's cool, but I'm not going to buy it.
Valve is supposed to be releasing three games.
Index.
Yeah.
The Valve Index
Well, that
is
just came out,
you can
yeah.
pre-order it, yeah.
But there's supposed to be three games.
But can it break down the barrier between, classic films? Will you put on a headset and watch a movie?
I think the problem isn't necessarily the tech. I mean, that technologically is part of the problem, but like, the issue is how do you design a narrative that still feels satisfying and like you can still tell fairly linearly, but also feel like the audience member is part of it and not just like walking through a static environment where
Right.
everything's
Well, that's
predetermined.
what they talk about, where you're trying to tell the story and your audience might be looking behind it.
Yeah, exactly. And
Right.
it's, yeah, that's a difficult problem to
So
solve.
they're trying to get it, but we're talking about Amazon, right? Are we still talking about?
No, we're talking about the creepy doll. We didn't talk about this
Let's
one.
talk about Amazon.
Robots edge closer to unloading trucks in Amazon era milestone. Well,
Now,
we've talked about this. We didn't organize the
so
story,
this
so it's
is the conveyor
confusing.
belt. You see it? Just like gobbling up. Now, on the far wall here are those suction cups we talked about. So this guy,
Oh.
Bloomberg, there's a paywall.
Wah,
So this guy can
wah.
gobble up boxes at an incredible rate and unload them. Now they're saying that people that work inside these trucks. When I was in college, I actually applied for this job. Oh.
I was talking about, like, I was gonna be the one to throw up last episode.
That's just a burp.
That could have
Listen,
been vomit.
I'm not vomiting. I went to UPS. I applied for this job. That's where you go into the truck and you throw those boxes out onto the conveyor belt, right?
Gently throw them.
I didn't get the job.
You're overqualified.
I don't know.
Maybe underqualified.
But they talk about how it's a miserable job because you cannot refrigerate that environment. It's
Yeah.
an outdoor truck.
Yeah.
You're going in, you're throwing
It's hot.
randomly sized boxes onto a conveyor belt. This thing can do it as a robot. How do you feel about that?
It doesn't really affect me, but
It does. Excuse me. It does affect you. You know, it drives me crazy that you won't subscribe to Amazon Prime. It's such a good service.
don't really use Amazon that I don't order on Amazon
You're
that
gonna,
often.
when you get married, you're gonna be an Amazon Prime household.
We will be.
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't order stuff that
Are you
often.
gonna split the cost?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. How are you gonna do the rent?
Probably split in half.
Utilities?
Yeah, we'll probably just split everything.
Grocery?
We need to get a bank account, a
Life
joiner.
insurance?
Yeah, we're gonna do all that
You're
together.
gonna do life insurance on both of you?
Probably.
Yeah. I think it's a waste.
Life insurance?
Yeah.
Well, one
'Cause
day
you make the
we'll.
same, close to the same amount of money.
But the joint account, though, like, or when we have children, though, like that'll be easier to like deal with, like
Private school.
I don't know about all that yet, but like
Decisions need to be made, Krista.
if one of us were to die or both of us were to die, heaven forbid, like if we had life insurance, that would help cover our funeral
who
costs
are
so our
going to
kids wouldn't
be
have to
the
do that.
godparents?
Not you.
I'm not asking.
I don't know.
Can
Maybe
you
my best
imagine?
friend.
Can you imagine me as a
I'd be like
godparent?
the worst.
I'd be like,
Look at this guy.
just put him in the
He can't
trash.
even take care of
Put him in
himself.
the trash. My cats can't even poop properly. Let's talk about self-driving.
Okay. Toyota to invest 100 million in self-driving and robotic technology startups. Didn't we do a story about, was it Toyota or someone else who was doing this?
I can't remember, but
Yeah.
it's Toyota's a big name.
You're right.
Big name. My parents are hardcore Toyota people. They will not buy another kind of car.
Really? My
Yeah.
family's very like American.
No?
American cars, yeah.
I swore off American cars, then I bought one. It's fast.
Could go fast. You're like Sonic. Oh, is our next story? Was that might have been a good segue. I bet it's
It's
not.
not our next door. So Toyota's saying $100 million, they're going into the self-driving world. What do you think this means for Tesla?
Probably not much yet, because I feel like Tesla has like the hipster factor. Like
Tesla,
Toyota's not really cool.
you
If you're
gotta.
looking for an electric car, like, and you want to be cool, you go with the Tesla.
Well, I think you gotta admit, whether you like Tesla or not,
And they've been in the game longest.
they're in front.
Yeah.
They're ahead. They got the best technology. Toyota's saying, hey, we got $100 million because they're fucking Toyota. They got billions of dollars. Bring us technology and we're ready to invest. That's what they're saying. Why not?
Competition's always good for the
Why
consumer, so.
not do it? Let's look at these images, Kristen. Now, what do you think about these images?
I mean they're a little weird. Not like the headline says they're terrifying and creepy, but like
They are terrifying and
I
creepy,
don't
don't
think
you
they're I think
think?
they're a little bit creepy, but they're
I
not
think
bad.
they're very creepy. Now, you didn't read the story.
No.
I'm seeing a trend.
I didn't prepare.
So these are,
Ryan's calling me out.
they'll make a lot more sense when I tell you what it's about. A monkey, right? A monkey in a lab environment. This is what his brain wants to see.
Are these
Now,
his handlers, you think?
this is another monkey right here. You see this guy?
Oh.
Right? This is the mask that his handler
I was gonna say,
wears.
that looks like a handler.
Right, yeah. So this is crazy. This is amazing. They wired into this monkey's brain. And the one part of it where it's just one part of his brain. And they said, okay, we're going to show you images. And while we show you images, give us a score of what this part of the brain is responding with. And as it responds more positively, we'll shape these images more toward that. These are the best. So
Oh, he likes his handler.
he
That's
likes,
cute.
this is his buddy. This is another monkey right here. See this one?
Oh.
And like, this is another monkey. This is another monkey right here. This is his handler who feeds him and takes care of him. She wears a mask.
Well, yeah, because it's
Yeah.
lab environment.
So this is incredible because this is just part of the monkey's brain that's generating positive responses to an AI that's creating these images. pretty cool.
Science.
Terrifying.
It's pretty lit.
Terrifying.
Yeah, they're weird images.
I mean, when you look at them, it looks like something out of a video game, right?
A little bit.
Yeah. But this when this monkey sees this kind of thing, it's happy.
Aw. I mean, it's got a thing wired into its brain.
What do you think my cats?
When they see you?
Little Toast went to sleep just in the crook of my arm today. He's so adorable. Little Toast is so adorable. He's also, he can't poop.
He was the non-pooper. Which one do you hate more now?
I love him equally.
I think that's a lie.
I understand. No, because Crouton, he responds, he's like more independent. He's more like, you know, likable in that way. But Toast, in his dependency,
is very sweet
is
and loving.
Lovable.
Yeah.
So I don't like children. But when people say it's like, I can't choose between my children, I kind of understand it now.
Yeah.
In a way. When you have children, which gender will you prefer?
Gender is a construct. I don't, as long as the baby's healthy, really. Like,
are you looking for two? Are we going to do two?
So our official consensus that we came up with was let's have one and see.
Mm-hmm. I think it's single child master race, right?
I don't know. So like, I enjoyed being an only child growing up, but it also means that like my mother's wellness is like on my shoulders now. She's getting older. Like I'm going to have to like make sure she's taken care of, which is fine.
The two of you make good money. You're like upper middle class. It's going to get better. As we go further, level one text. You got the Patreon.
I'm not living off that money, though.
But it's going to contribute.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's talk about the Royal Marines.
Okay.
When I see Royal Marines, I think about, really? Monarchy? It's 2019, Krista.
It is. Hang on. What are you going to do for your parents?
My parents are good.
Like, is their house paid off and stuff? Or, like, they get...
Oh, yeah.
So they're good.
My parents are solid.
But, like, what happens? Will you have to hire a caregiver or something? Like, if one of them needs it, or...
They're fine. We're good. If I have to take care of them, we're good.
Just curious. All right.
That's the beauty of single child, right?
More money to save for the future.
Exactly. They took some money and took care of my future, and some money and took care of their future. They're fine. We're doing good. Let's talk about the Royal Marines.
Royal Marines take big step with new tech. That's like the most vague headline they could possibly go with.
Well, I don't worry about that because I know you read the story.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to go ahead and expound on it. No? All right, let's talk about it. Now the pictures. So I don't think they showed pictures.
Oh, good grief! A modal window photos.
Oh, that's not great, right? Let's see. See if they actually show pictures of what's going on here.
These look like recruiting pictures.
There it is. There's one of the automated vehicles. That is a tank.
Look how tiny it is.
That is artificial intelligence. It's offering.
It's coming for you.
Supporting fire, but there is no human being involved.
It's a little spooky.
A little spooky.
Making me nervous.
Let's go forward and let's see. No, they're not going to show the other
one. Look at all these pictures. I saw an ad for the military the other day, and it was like, I thought at first I was watching an ad for Wildlands.
You remember
when Ghost Recon, I was like, are they still advertising this game? And then I realized it was for the military.
You remember the Marines ad where he was fighting a giant lava monster?
No.
He has like a medieval suit of armor and sword.
And it's like, this is what the military is like.
Yeah. But so this is about the Royal Marines, right?
Yeah. Britain.
Yes. Land vehicles. Aerial vehicles, drones. And sea vehicles. Automated. Artificial intelligence. So they did a beach landing, simulated beach landing, and all three of these automated systems were assisting them during the automated beach landing. So in future warfare, you have to expect to have all aspects of war
Automated.
With an automated artificial intelligence
Really, we should
coming
just not send people and just see whose robots are. It's literally going to be battle
It's
bots.
gonna get to that point.
It's going to be just battle
It's gonna get to
bots.
that point.
Which
There's
actually,
a
you know, that's really not the worst future if it's just bots battling it out somewhere
but
in a trench.
how do you feel? You're an American, right? We're the greatest nation on the earth. No
Obviously.
one threatens us.
Never.
Our military is unstoppable. And one day
We've never been threatened by
you go
anybody.
on Google News and it's like, oh, America lost the AI war. How do you feel about that?
You know, I feel pretty upset, and I think that we really need to destroy Zuckerberg.
There's
Somehow that's his
the
fault.
Future War books. I can't remember what the name of the author is, but he talks about how like space combat will all be AI. And the people will just be asleep in the ships while that takes place. And that's where we're going. I mean, you look at this, it's where we're going. I'm going to take a drink of Dragon's Milk, and I think you should take a drink of Kahlua. For AI war. Who knows what's going to happen?
I mean, in theory, like you would want, this is terrible, but you'd want to strike the people because that would make people the war stop quicker. But like, maybe it's like it becomes a purely monetary thing where it's like, let's just destroy their most expensive bots.
Yeah. Well, that's like the I have no mouth and I'm a scream. You know that
I mean, I've heard
story?
that phrase, but I've not heard the whole story.
Yeah, it's a book about like this AI, like there's nuclear holocaust and there's some survivors and the AI is trying to destroy them and it just tortures them. It's horrific.
Why
Horrific.
are you giggling?
Because I'm drunk.
Oh,
But yeah, AI is going to be military from now on. If you are joining the military, you're going to be fighting alongside AI. How do you feel about that? Respond in the comments. Engagement challenge.
don't think we probably have a lot of people in the military. Well,
Are
maybe.
you crazy? Of course we do.
I don't
You
know.
are underestimating our audience.
I don't know. You know, I used to check our analytics a lot more, and I haven't checked them for a while. I need to see what our audience analytics look
Lot of
like.
people, you got to think that you and I are only children. Right,
Yes.
we've just covered that. A lot of people go into the military not because they support the military,
Because they need that money for
but they just
school.
want to go to school for free.
Yeah.
And they are technology enthusiasts. And those people will comment about this and talk about it. Right? And I welcome them. I welcome our military brethren into the fold. Although I don't go into the hero worship bullshit. But let's not get into that. There's no time for that, Krista. We're already over time.
We're way over time. This is
Let's
going to be a long episode, and
talk
it's just
about
nonsense.
Jimmy Fallon.
All right, let's not, but we're going to do it. Jimmy Fallon played a video game on air, meaning that streaming your own game gets you taken down as a pirate, thanks to NBC.
Jimster71. You think he was born in 1971?
I doubt it. That's why it was available.
That would make
Maybe.
him 50 something?
Maybe.
Yeah. No, just shy of 50.
Yeah.
Maybe. He played Beat Saber. We played Beat Saber. Remember Beat
We did
Saber?
play Beat Saber.
I liked it.
I think that was probably one of my favorite games we
Yeah.
played.
I was okay at it.
I
I
liked
think
the Valve, the room or
I don't
whatever.
want to brag, but I think I was the only one that did an advanced level.
Yeah, you were pretty good at it.
I'm pretty good at
Wendell
it.
didn't have a lot of great rhythm. He
Wendell's
really
not
got
good
into
at
it though. He liked
Wendell
it.
liked it, but he was
He was
terrible
very
at
bad
it.
at it.
He would be the first to admit that he is not good at rhythm.
The music, he put all his points
Yeah.
into technology, so.
But Jimmy Fallon played Beat Saber, and it is interesting. I can see why he did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. But here's the problem. Because it's now a copyright video for NBC.
NBC.
He's NBC, right?
Yeah, that's what it says in the headline.
So now other people that play Beat Saber are getting copyright claims for NBC.
Not surprising.
I'm
Did
gonna
we
have to,
export the Beat Saber streams?
let's do a drink.
I'm out, but okay.
Krista, you really lowballed the audience on your alcohol
Listen,
consumption.
someone had to keep it together. I'm trying to get you to drink water because you're going to be miserable tomorrow at work.
Anyway, Mr. Fallon, I don't like Jimmy Fallon.
He's okay.
I
He's
think
better as like a supporting role. I don't think.
he's not funny.
No, he's great when he's like cracking up at Will Ferrell during skits, but.
But he did the Beat Saber, and I can see why. It's entertaining, and but now other people are getting copyright claims because NBC, the juggernaut.
Did we export our Beat Saber stream?
I think so. I don't
I
remember.
bet we have a copyright strike then.
Probably. For our 1,000 subscribers.
On the PGP channel.
Nobody cares. Right. This one, I don't expect you to read the headline
I actually read
because
this whole one.
you are so blind.
I can read this one's big.
All right, do it.
Well, you've got ad blocker on there. A man says he accidentally swallowed his AirPod and found they still worked after he passed them.
That's
That
not
means he pooped
all
him
of
out.
it. That's not all of it.
Well, I can't read it because the ad blocker's in the way.
So this guy, now here's the question, right? Could you add, now, let me expound. That's what the, let's look at our time. Let's check the time. 25 minutes. We got plenty of
We're like
time.
halfway through.
Plenty of time to expound. Last night, as we have mentioned on the previous news, the cats are being fed less
Yes.
because of Toast's digestive issues. So I said, you know what? Let's let the cat sleep with me. Sleep in the main
That's
bedroom.
dangerous when they're having like poops it.
Oh, they're good about going to the. He's never had a poop
But
outside the.
if he's having tummy troubles and he's been given stuff like
No,
laxatives,
he's
like
solid. No, he's not. He's eating
the
bland cat
probiotic.
food. Yeah. I'm trying to remember how I went into this. You distracted me from the main article here. My cats, when left to their own devices, it was like sleeping with the fucking Royal Rumble at my feet.
Just
Just
pawn constantly.
constant, like, attacking me, attacking each other. And they'll come and they'll do the thing where they'll, like, push their head under my hand to get pets.
But you're like asleep, so that it's just like.
And it didn't work out. And, but I wonder, as I'm half asleep, I'm experiencing this. Could you be so out of touch, half asleep, that you swallow an AirPod?
I think he did this on purpose.
I think so too.
I think he did it on purpose.
Yeah.
And then, because he was like giving gushing reviews, he was like, I can't believe it's so great. It just works. Even after I excrete it, it works.
Yeah, so he swallowed it and he began tweeting about it after he swallowed it, before he pooped it out.
Yeah, like he went to the hospital and they're like, well, we might have to do surgery, but we're going to wait and see if it comes out on its own naturally.
Also, that's what happened with Toast. I had to wait for an hour in the waiting room while they were like, you know what, we're gonna wait and we're gonna let see if Toast poops. If not, we're gonna give him an enema. They gave him an enema.
Normally they have Aristocats on in the lobby at the vet, but you watched
It
Finding
was
Dory?
Finding Nemo.
Finding Dory.
Yeah. This is the bluefish.
Yeah, that
Yeah.
story.
I came in, it was in progress. I watched it till the end. I went into the back room and had Toast. The fecal loop was provided. They put the big rod up his ass. Came back with just crouton. Washed the rest of it. Started again. Washed the beginning.
Did you cry?
Back. And no, I didn't cry. I hated Dory by the end of that.
I watched that with my mom. My mom loved the original Finding Nemo.
Ellen DeGeneres is not a lovable character. Anyway, let's
Ellen
continue and
DeGeneres.
let's talk about jellyfish. Krista, when was the last time you went to the ocean? Better
Probably 6 or 7 years ago.
question, will the
No, 5 years
honeymoon
ago.
involve the ocean?
I don't know. My fiance is looking at a few
It's
options.
coming up, Krista. It's
He
super soon.
hasn't told me. He hasn't booked anything.
I have not yet RSVP'd. What is the last time I should have, like, what's the later?
Honestly, I don't really care. We haven't gotten a caterer
What
yet,
if I
so.
RSVP like the day before?
It's fine.
Yeah? All right.
My uncle was talking to me. He's like, you know, you really, he's like, what, he's like, whenever you talk about your wedding, he's like, it seems like, not that you don't care, but like, you don't really care. And I was like, well, I do. I want us to have a good time, but like, I don't care if it's not
What if
perfect.
my plus one is an obvious sex worker?
I mean, can she behave?
What
Like, she's not gonna be getting wasted,
if
right?
I
Like,
bring somebody from Twitch chat?
oh, please don't.
What if I bring Nubbin?
Don't.
What Let's talk about the box jellyfish.
CRISPR used to create antidote to the world's most venomous animal. That I see. I thought it was the Portuguese man of war, but it is the box jellyfish.
Box jellyfish. Here he is. He's a good looking jellyfish.
You're a connoisseur of good looking jellyfish.
Well structured. He's got 3 meter tentacles.
Yeah.
Now, as an American, I will convert that into feet. That'd be 9 feet.
That's long. It's long. Long boy.
Yeah. And his venom is rough.
Yeah.
Rough venom. Let's do it. Let's do a drink for how rough the box is. There's nothing in your cup. You're pretending.
Great. Listen, I pretend eat food all the time with 3-year-olds.
How do you feel about CRISPR?
Well, CRISPR was the thing where they were making the weird babies with too, right?
Yeah, they...
This seems like this would be a more positive use of CRISPR and not so much genetically modifying humans without knowing the ethical ramifications of that.
But, I don't know, like, if... So this, the box jellyfish, apparently the sting is so bad that some people just go into shock and die.
Yeah.
In the water.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So...
What's, there's a plant in Australia that's like that as well, where they say it feels like your skin just like burning
the
off
guy,
and it lasts forever.
Apparently the guy who discovered it made it back to camp only to get his pistol and put it in his fucking mouth. Because he was just anything to stop it.
That's insane.
That's hardcore.
That's why I don't ever want to go to Australia.
That's metal.
Oh, Krista, speaking of terrifying creatures from Australia.
This one speaks to your expertise because you are a designer.
Yeah.
And you had strong feelings about Sonic
the Hedgehog. I think a lot of people did.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of people did. Let's take a look at him here.
Well, it's not even this is from behind, and he still looks disturbing from behind.
He does. Now, let's scroll down.
Yeah, you got to see the full photo.
Let's look at this one.
Someone did a modification. So, like... The one,
extra crunch. You know what? I don't want any extra crunch.
The one on the left is what they came up with at the movie studio, and it's like a man in a suit.
It's bad.
The joints are all loosey goosey. So the other thing that's disturbing about him is his eyes. He doesn't look like he has eyebrows, which is always a disturbing look. That's actually how they made Grima Wormtongue look so weird in Lord of the Rings. They just shaved his eyebrows off, and he's just weird. And so this is a fan edit on the right.
Yeah,
and like. They've immediately fixed his proportions. They've made his eyebrows more noticeable, and he looks 100% better. And someone was like, I spent like an hour doing this. And
so they are going to fix it. They're going to go through all
the movie studio actually said they'd fix
it. That is
going to
be huge cost. Huge cost.
But they're probably hoping to make a franchise out of this, though. So they're willing to spend it.
Now, if you were the designer who came up with Left Sonic, how do you feel right now?
Probably vindicated because I can see what happened.
No,
with...
Left Sonic.
No,
right
I mean,
Sonic.
I'm saying because if I was a designer in this scenario, I bet they probably proposed something that looked more like this one on the right. And then, you know, by committee, a group of, you know, studio executives were like, but, you know, he's going to like clash with all the human characters and like, he should really look more like a human, shouldn't he? Also, his eyebrows are weird. Make them less weird. And then it slowly morphs into the horrible creature we see on the left.
It is terrible.
Yeah.
But it does go to show you that... now, this is actually the second time they've gone back and changed. The first time was Snakes on a Plane.
Really?
Yeah, they added his line about motherfucking snakes on the motherfucking plane.
Yeah.
That was not in the original movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That was like the only thing I knew about that movie.
Right,
that
so
line.
They went back because of Twitter... And went back and added that.
Wow.
Yeah. So it shows
power of the people.
I mean, Twitter is stupid as it is. As much as we make fun of Wendell for being addicted to Twitter, it has an effect.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Design has power.
Yeah. Who can say? Now, this weekend was the Kentucky Derby.
It was,
Did you watch it?
I did. I went with my mom and my aunt to a restaurant so we could watch it.
I did not watch it. What did you order at the restaurant?
What did I had a chicken quesadilla, went to the Mexican restaurant.
You order a lot of quesadillas.
I like quesadillas.
Yeah. So, I don't care about the Kentucky Derby. Who won? What was his name?
Oh, so there was controversy.
Yeah, he
so
pulled
first
the other guy's lane, right?
Yeah, it was first, oh shoot, what was his name? He had a pink silk. I can't remember the name of the one who originally won it, and then they decided there was interference, and then it went to the one after him.
What do you think about that?
I mean, it was better for my mom. My mom, one of hers got moved up, so it placed like her bet
Oh,
did.
she bet?
I don't think she actually bet, but she had like a maybe she was betting against someone in her office, I think, maybe.
But you can admit that the Kentucky Derby winner becomes
Extremely valuable.
part of the culture. So much so, Krista, that this happens. Oh, that's my
1997 Kentucky Derby winners poop on sale for $200.
poop.
Now, I don't know how much you guys know about the horse industry, but what's valuable about the thoroughbred is actually its breeding stock and not its poop.
You cannot take the poop.
And create new horses to run the Derby. It doesn't work.
These are not horse eggs.
Horse. That's how they're sold in the listing. Hatch your own thoroughbred. $200.
Although I do, like, it's hilarious to me that, like, if you went, you see these horses running,
Yeah,
right? And you feel bad for them.
I feel really bad for him because that track was a mess on Sunday
But if you
or
win,
Saturday.
think about your life after you win. You get paid. Well, you don't get paid. But they load you up on a truck and you go and you bang chicks.
And
That's the rest
you
of
get put
your
in
life.
retirement when you're a Derby winner,
I've been
and then
thinking
they
about that.
well, and you get like the owners get like a huge stud fee because obviously
Yeah, yeah.
you want the thoroughbred winner, you want that bloodline.
I mean, think about, imagine if you were an NFL player, for example,
Yes, I
right?
can imagine that.
And
Someone of my athletic stature.
you perform so well that they put you out to practice. You're in a beautiful environment. And once a week, they load you onto a truck and you bang hot young chicks as your job. That's the life of a Derby winner. So.
They really don't. They don't put that in their promotions when they do like the pre-roll. They don't ever met. They're just like, let's look back at past winners. Oh, look, the queen is here. Actually, I don't know if the queen was at the Derby this year. I didn't see a picture
I
of her.
don't know. Do you know what you're supposed to do with Derby poop? I don't understand
Yeah,
what.
I don't understand why you'd want that. Also, who was the 1997 winner?
You know what?
They probably mentioned in the
I bet
article.
the
I didn't read
article
them.
will tell us. I am so drunk that it's just the words are running together to me
I can't read them.
Okay. Derby turds.
If I had a thoroughbred that was running,
Silver Charm, is that his name?
probably.
Silver
That
Charm.
sounds better than Derby Turds, but if I had a thoroughbred horse, that would be the name of mine.
A Silver Charm or
No,
Derby
Derby
turds?
Turds.
What would you
Derby
no.
Turds on the outside.
Let's imagine it's going to be Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah, it would probably be like
What?
Shadowfax or
Shadowfax is too obvious.
I would
Let's
do I don't know how to pronounce it because I'm not very good at the Elvish pronunciation. I would Rochalor.
What does that mean?
That's Fingolfin's horse, who rode to him to the Black Gate with at Morgoth, and they fought. He died with his master.
I've lost interest.
I figured most people in the audience are probably sleeping right now.
Let's talk about toasters.
This is an amazing story.
Toast. My kitten's name is Toast,
You're right.
and
That's true.
when I talk to him, I refer to him as the toaster.
Oh.
Hey, Toaster, did you get a good poop today, Toaster?
Because you just talk to your animals that
Because
way.
I'm interested, because it's going to cost me money if you didn't. Well, you use a Razer mouse, right?
No,
No?
I don't think so. My
Who
mouse isn't.
makes the mouse that you use?
G-Skill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It looks like a transformer.
Well, Razer makes gaming
They
mice and
do. I have a
keyboards.
Razer keyboard
Yeah.
here at the office.
I think they did an April Fool's joke about a toaster.
Yeah.
It was so popular, they're doing it.
It's stupid that they're doing this. It's okay if that doesn't make sense to you at all as the sub-headline. But I mean, as stupid as it is, it's also kind of like cool in a horrible sort of way.
You're gonna be
I wouldn't buy it because it's probably going to
you're
be expensive, but it's
but
kind of
you're
cool.
making a new home.
Think how cool that would look on our counter.
Level One Tex gets donated a Razer toaster. You're taking that home.
Yeah, I would take that.
Yeah, why not?
We should do a review on it.
Why
It doesn't
not?
actually get a golden brown crust on my bread, and it's a little disappointing. However, the RGB does look nice at
I
night.
do I use a toaster every day for my bagels.
Yeah, I like to use a toaster. I know
Yeah.
some people like they don't like what do they call it? Like single-use kitchen appliances, but I think the toaster is my exception.
My toaster has a bagel button. Does yours have that?
No, mine is like a cheap Big Lots toaster with
Mine,
just
the
a.
bagel button turns off the outside element.
Oh, so it only does the. Oh,
Oh,
that's
yeah.
cool.
All
Mine's not
right.
that fancy. Mine just
Nice.
has like the dial and then you just
I
press it
bet the
down.
Razor toaster has a bagel button.
It should.
It
If
should.
not, it's like, what's even the point?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Man, I am lit
White girl wasted.
chat. White girl wasted. Maybe even beyond white girl wasted. A bottle of wine and two
You
beers.
know, there's some alcohol sitting down there. Did you see it down when you walked in? There's like a glass of some pink drink that some girl left on
I
the
don't want the
pavement.
pink shit.
You should go down there and drink
I
that.
don't want that. I'm not that
I'll pay
desperate.
you a dollar.
You know what? I get paid enough. I don't care about your dollar.
I have $5.
Don't even care about your $5. I'm top 10%, bitch. Let's
You're
talk.
like me when I get like a little bit tipsy and I
Let's
just
talk
start
about
giggling.
Burger King.
Burger King takes on McDonald's Happy Meals with the Moody boxes. These are I think it's supposed to be like a move to be mental health
Let's
awareness.
look at the options.
Well, they're at the top. You scrolled past them
It's
there,
no, here
buddy.
they are.
Oh.
You can't read
No.
that,
I know there was
you? You're
a
so fucking blind.
I'm so far
Pissed,
away.
pissed, salty. You know all about
I do
salty.
know salt.
Salty. Yes.
Yes, the
Yes.
girl, yes.
And DGAF,
Don't
which
give
was
a frick.
right, not frick. Frick is not the word.
That's the word.
So you can buy these now. It doesn't tell us the answer to this question, but I wonder, are the sides different for the different options?
Like, what do you think? That do you think one comes with like a side of
Like
sadness,
maybe
or?
one comes with onion rings, maybe one comes with fries.
I think it's probably
No,
just a random decision on what box you get. Like, they probably just put whatever food.
you're like, hey, listen, I don't give a fuck. Give me
Give me
a
that
yeah,
box.
and then they give you a box. But then she's like, yeah.
I don't know who this is supposed to appeal to.
I think
I don't know what target market
it's
this is
just a
for.
flex on McDonald's.
But
I
I think
don't know.
they're trying to appeal to a younger audience, but like.
But they've also got the Impossible Burger. Are you going to eat the Impossible Burger?
Is that the giant one?
No, that's the plant.
Oh, with the fake meat.
Soy roots and yeast. She makes a disgusted
I
look.
mean, I might try it, but I don't know
I'll
if I'd
try. It's a
order it.
dollar more. It bleeds.
It bleeds, it can be killed. Murder it.
It bleeds like you do. Bleeds, and it's supposed to taste exactly like beef, but it's a dollar more, and it's totally plant-based. Are you into
I'd
that?
be willing to try it.
Yeah, I'll try it.
I'm not opposed to
But
eating
it's
vegetarian stuff.
soy, and soy
Soy's
is
okay.
supposed to have like the estrogen factor.
Soy boy? You're gonna be a
Yeah,
soy boy?
exactly.
You're
Right,
gonna be a soy
right.
boy.
Am I gonna be all of a sudden be like transgender when I do that? I don't know.
That's the alcohol talking,
That
please
is the
don't
alcohol
listen in.
talking. Let's talk about I
The
almost put this
context
in
for
the
everything else.
earlier in the government task, but I cut it because I think it's better as nonsense.
Australian MP gets caught praising himself on Facebook, and there's a screenshot here.
So right here it is.
He has his own post here, and I think he meant to log in as someone else.
He did.
And instead, he was on his own official account and put, "Fantastic, great move, well done, Angus."
Now, this is not uncommon. Because as someone running for office, you will have your account and like the official account,
Yeah.
and you'll have some other bullshit accounts. Jimmy Fallon, we talked about him with the Beach Saber thing. He got caught doing this one time.
That's not surprising to me.
Yeah. So it's disgusting, perhaps.
But not surprising.
Not surprising. Now, we do have the big Australian election coming up. I don't know enough about Australian politics who we should be rooting for, do you?
Not the emus.
Engagement challenge.
Who has the strongest anti-emu
I know
policy?
that Turnbull was the existing guy, right?
I really don't know.
And he was terrible. He was like the anti-technology.
Dude.
Yeah, for sure. So, I'm too drunk to even fucking talk
He's
about it.
struggling to hit the
Let's just
tab.
check our time. 44 minutes.
Well, this is longer than we thought we were gonna go. This is a
Now,
sad story.
two things that you want to avoid, right? Getting gravy on your laptop.
Yeah.
Obvious.
That's like the most southern thing you can say. Like, don't get the gravy
You
on the laptop.
don't want to gravy up your
You don't want to
laptop.
get the lard. Don't dump your jar of lard on
Now,
your
number two,
laptop.
maybe less obvious, child pornography. You don't want child pornography on
You don't want child porn at all because it's terrible. Gravy-covered computer leads to, I Des Moines,
Des
Des Moines.
Moines.
I always say Des Moines. I
It's Des
don't
Moines.
Des Moines. Man's child porn arrest. He took his gravy-covered computer. Was it the Geek Squad? To Best
Yeah, it was
Buy?
Best Buy. Now
Yeah.
you look at it, you don't want to make judgments based on the shot, the headshot, but that looks like a child pornographer to me.
A little bit. A little bit. I've seen a lot more stories about this lately. Like, every time I log in, not log in, but go look at the local news station, it
There's
feels like there's always a
a
story about
lot of
child
child
porn.
pornography. It's
And
disturbing,
I don't
right?
know if they're doing that, like, they're just pulling those stories from the AP
Well,
or.
it's a hot story. Right, I mean,
Yeah.
it gets clicks. Child porn gets clicks.
That's
Let's
terrible.
admit it. But this gentleman, he poured some gravy on his laptop accidentally.
As one does, you know.
Yeah,
Greet your tendies, and you're like, Mom,
he
I
went.
need more gravy for my tendies.
Right, exactly. He went to the Geek Squad. He said, "I want to save everything that's on this hard drive, but it's gravy infiltrated. Let's do what we can." There was child porn.
Good grief.
Dark. I'm gonna take a drink of dragon's milk, Krista. You don't have any alcohol
I
left.
don't.
You've abandoned us. You've abandoned
The cause. I wish
the.
I had more of this. I really like this one.
I'm
It's good.
disappointed in you.
If I hadn't had more, I would have let you have some. You probably would have liked it.
You're gonna be doing most of the Twitch streaming.
Are we gonna do Overwatch again?
No, we're gonna do Risk of Rain 2.
Okay.
Now
I
this
don't want to drive
story,
for that though.
let me. I had. I rarely will I read the story and pre-prepare, right?
Well, because you want the conversation to be organic.
I think Wendell pre-prepares,
He does a little bit.
and it drives me a little bit crazy.
He has an idea of how he wants the stories to go.
And he doesn't stop talking
A little bit.
till he gets through his. But this one,
That's
I
fair.
will admit, I pre-prepared. Now, some of you love Wendell, and you know what? We all love
We
Wendell.
all love
He's
Wendell.
lovable. He's one of the most lovable people I've ever
He
met.
will like throw himself into a ditch for someone else.
Absolutely. He will help you with your problem with no concern for himself.
Sometimes I'm like, Wendell, it's fun. Like, if I have a computer issue and like I can't solve it, I'll bring it in. And he's like, let's get it fixed now. I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah,
Like, you
and
don't need to do it right now. Like, you can go eat dinner or something, or like, yeah,
one
it's fine.
of the best human beings I've ever met. Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah.
I want to just preface with saying Wendell is one of the most selfless people I've ever met.
Yeah, that's a good way to
Absolutely.
describe Wendell.
But when it comes to Star Trek, he will do anything to express his knowledge and love for Star Trek.
Almost like me with Lord of the Rings and you with
Almost
guns.
like you. Now, some of you, the more sycophantic among you, have sent Wendell baubles to do with Star Trek.
His
And
favorite is the Star Trek communicator.
I
I
will
think he
say,
talks
well,
about
I don't
that a
know. I
lot.
don't know if
He
it's
likes the
the.
teapot too.
He loves them.
Yeah.
One time we had a conference here at the office.
Did he make tea in that
He
teapot for that?
served tea.
I don't remember that. Who was
Pure,
that? What client?
you weren't
Oh.
invited
Oh,
because.
okay. All right.
You know why you weren't invited to
I didn't know what client, but I know
that
now.
one. But he served tea purely to show off the
Beautiful.
Picard tea
And
cup.
like, I know that client had no idea what that teapot was.
Right. And the communicator, like you say,
Yeah, he likes the communicator
he
a lot.
loves it. He loves it. So I would say those among you who feel that way, why not give him a Discovery jacket?
New Star Trek Discovery inspired jackets introduced by Volante. Volant.
Looking good. I
Volante.
think Volante is right.
Yeah. They look a little uncomfortable. I guess no one looks happy to be wearing
you think
those.
That's leather?
I think it's like a hard shell, like a rain jacket.
Mm.
That's what it looks like to me.
I don't know what size Wendell would wear.
I'm not sure either.
I mean, he is a very large man. And I'm not saying that to detract from him. He is like, I'm not saying like fat. I'm saying he is a physically large human being.
Yeah, he's very tall too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
You want to go big if you're going to donate the jacket.
Ryan, literally, like before we even, when we were organizing the stories, he was like, listen, I'm going to try and get someone to buy him this jacket. I'm like, Wendell, I was going to say, you know, I don't know if Wendell would wear it, but he totally would.
He hates Discovery so much.
But he might wear it just because it's Star Trek themed.
He might just out of guilt wear the Discovery jacket. Anyway, this company is selling Discovery jackets. Wendell, if in case you are like, this is the first episode you've ever seen. God help you if this is the first episode.
I'm so, it's not normally like this.
He hates Star Trek Discovery. Let's take a drink, Krista. Even though you don't have any alcohol left. Let's take a drink for how much Wendell hates Discovery.
He's going to see the Nickelodeon show next.
He hates Discovery, but they are selling this leather jacket.
Is it leather?
Yeah.
We just talked about women's hearing, and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's leather.
It doesn't look like leather.
And you can get it. Look at it. It's nice.
Oh, look, now they look happier.
And you can pick that up for Wendell, and I guarantee you, I'm going to make this guarantee, even though he's not here, he will wear that for an episode of the news if you send it to him.
We're going to get like 20 jackets, and then there will be, oh my gosh, what if we all get one? I don't want one.
I think like a 2X or 3X, probably.
Probably. Right? Probably. I don't know. I'm bad at sizing.
I think leather is on the small side, right? Usually?
So I'd say
go 3X to be safe. And organize amongst yourselves so you don't send like 20 of them. But I think Wendell would wear... No, I mean, it's got the Star Trek insignia. And he loves Star Trek.
He has a Star Trek leather bag that he carries, like laptop bag.
He's got the large Star Trek leather bag. He's got the communicator, which you mentioned somebody sent to him.
Yeah.
He's got the Picard tea cup.
Oh, yeah.
Which
the
he
mug.
Adores.
Yeah.
Like I said... He served tea at a conference meeting when there was no reason to serve tea. He just wanted to show off his Picard mug. Oh, I was drinking tea at that meeting. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Oh, that probably should have been the last story, but we have got one more.
I forgot. Oh, I know.
Oh, this is a good one.
They didn't even try with the names. Meet Poo and Pee. Metro Vancouver introduces mascots and campaign against improper flushing.
There they are.
They
look happy.
They're happy. The pee one is somehow a little more disturbing than the poo one.
This makes sense, though. And actually, Wendell brought this up in one of the previous episodes. I don't know if you remember. I didn't know this, but they actually sued. Somebody sued whoever who made these flushable wipes.
Yeah.
And they argued that flushable
indicates that they should be flushed.
No. It doesn't mean that they should be flushed.
But they can be.
They will go down the pipes.
Oh, yeah.
If you do it a lot, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
But they will go down the pipes.
They don't disintegrate, though.
Right. So when you look at...
they shouldn't really call them flushable.
All these flushable wipes and stuff like that, like the... It's mostly the wet.
Yeah.
It's clean. You know what?
Dude Wipes, I think, is one brand.
You know, my poor little cats. Poor little Toast.
Did you have to wipe their butts?
I didn't. The vet did it.
Oh.
But the vet gave them an enema. I'm off the mic. Let me get up on the mic and tell you that the vet put a tube up my cat's ass, inserted water, and then extracted horribleness. Horrible.
Didn't they say they almost had to clear the room?
They said that it was the most disgusting. And then Little Toast tried to eat it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Bless his heart.
And then he pooped again while they were explaining this to me. And they had to, like, towel him off before they put him back in the kitty carrier.
Oh.
So, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and admit it. And maybe I'm a little too drunk. Maybe I'm giving too much information here, Krista. I'm a man with a lot of body hair. And when you
Oh no.
when you go to the bathroom, you got a lot of body hair.
I'm realizing where we're going.
You might need some extra cleaning utensils. I'll
Okay.
say it, right? But you don't flush them, Krista.
No, you don't.
You don't. Now your hair, your ass is probably hairless. I'm gonna guess. I'm not gonna. I don't want to make this weird,
Too late.
but you're a tiny girl. You probably don't have to worry about these things.
I hadn't really thought about it,
These are
but
things that you don't think about, but they're real, and they affect some of us. But you shouldn't flush them, and that's what these
these little
mascots,
mascots are
that's what
for.
these guys are trying to tell you.
That's actually a problem in like the back country too. So like they do make some brands of toilet paper that can biodegrade, and you're
Right.
supposed, of course,
What?
you're still
Doesn't
supposed to bury it.
most toilet paper, like, you get the Ridex? You know about Ridex?
Oh, for like a septic system.
Right,
Yeah. Yeah, so like when you go backcountry camping, a lot of people like in the West, especially like where it's drier, they'll make you carry out your toilet paper, but like here in the East, you can just bury it. But they have some problems where people, A, won't bury it, or they'll use the wet wipes, and the wet wipes don't biodegrade. Like they just stay there in the dirt, so.
So what these Canadians are saying is that they tested, how many products was it? It was a lot of products.
Oh, look,
Maybe
there's a video of them running around the
a
mall.
hundred. They tested 101 products. 11 biodegraded. All of which were toilet paper,
Yeah.
not
Yeah,
wipes.
wipes don't.
Right. So
They're stronger.
wet wipes are great, especially if you got a hairy ass. But you put those in the garbage.
Or they can sit in a landfill for
In the
thousands of
garbage.
years, as God intended.
Not in your septic system. This is as drunk as I've ever been on Level One News, Krista.
I was gonna say ever
No, God. In college, I blacked out one time. I went to A1A, the club in
I thought
Lubbock.
you were like Alcoholics Anonymous
No,
for a
no, 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 no. It was a
second.
club.
I was like,
I
dude.
saw Nonpoint. You know the band Nonpoint? They were just getting started, Nonpoint. This is back in like the early, like turn of the century, Krista. And I went to see Nonpoint. And I was like, man, I fucking love Nonpoint. And I got drunk. And I went to buy shots. And I was like, I'm gonna get shots for everybody at the table. Right? Because you get drunk and you get like friendly and all that stuff. So I got six shots. We had some girls with us.
Oh.
And I went back to the table and they're like, we don't want shots.
And you're like, why
And I'm
not? So
like,
you just.
fuck it, let me do them. And I blacked out. And I woke up the next day and I was at home.
Someone took you home.
That's as drunk as I've ever been. But this is not close to that, but this is, it's up there. You know what? And Krista was 30 minutes late.
You're
And
right.
I got the high score, the number three score actually, on Defender on the arcade machine.
Who's number one?
Just computer.
Oh. I figured it might be our editor. I don't know if our editor's played the
No,
arcade machine yet.
they don't know the password.
Oh,
The
okay.
password is password.
Why would you expose our secrets that way?
Oh,
I figured our editor would be really into it because he likes fighting games and stuff. We need to get him
I
playing.
want to get that competition going.
Yeah, who can get the high scores on the
Defender.
games?
I like
Yeah.
Defender. Yeah. So that's all we got for you. I don't think we have to ask for comments. I think the
I
comments.
think that we'll probably get some pretty strong feedback on this episode.
We're gonna go. I'm gonna go and finish this beer
You
for
should drink some water.
the Twitch stream. I'm gonna take the water with me.
Drink the water because your
I have
kidneys are
to.
screaming
I
right
already
now.
have to pee again. We're gonna do a Twitch stream. We're gonna sober up. And Wendell, I don't know when Wendell's gonna be back.
I don't know if I'll be here next week because it's Mother's Day.
Am I gonna have to do a drunk stream on the tail of a drunk stream?
I mean, this is gonna seem crazy. You don't have to drink. Just
But
say
by
no.
myself, just me by myself, I don't feel like that fills the void, right?
Bring your kittens.
You get
Oh, kitten stream chat.
have the kittens have diarrhea on the stream. Whatever. Let's look at the time. Let's check the time, Krista.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
59, 30 seconds till 1 hour. I think we vamp for the 1 hour. Now, You talked about Lord of the Rings.
I did. Probably like in a sort of crazy, like cat lady sort of tone, but
When is the Lord of the Rings television show supposed to start?
we don't know when it's supposed to start, but I think they're starting to do like pre-production filming, I think, in August. In Scotland, maybe?
What would now if you were if someone came to you and said, "Listen, Crystal, we've seen you on Level One News.
You're crazy.
We know your qualities as an actress.
Oh no.
We're ready to give you we're ready to give you a role on the Amazon Level One show. Which role would you request?"
A background extra? No,
No,
actually,
come
I know
on.
I would want to be one in the writer's room.
No.
I want to be in the
You're
writer's
on
room.
camera. No, you're on
A
camera.
consultant for lore.
On camera. You're going to be an elf.
Oh no, I'm not. Look at me.
You look elfish. I think you look very elfish. I think if you straightened out your ears, did like the, and then like a Twitch stream, like an elf Twitch stream, you'd be very popular.
Well, there's not. That's the other thing. They're gonna have to probably add some female characters.
You're dodging the question.
I don't know.
Chat.
Maybe Celebrimbor.
Is that Celebrimbor's
No,
girl?
it's Elrond's wife.
Who's Elrond?
He was in Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. Lord of
Who's that?
Rivendell? That's the only, because she doesn't have a huge role. That's why I'd be like, okay.
Oh, is that the girl who's in, who's like,
It's Arwen's mother.
she was giving him all the visions and shit?
No.
No.
That's Galadriel's daughter.
All right. All right, we've hit the 1 hour mark. Comment and
Never do this again.
speak. Give us the role that you think Krista would be most apt for in the Lord of the
Writer's
Rings.
room.
No,
Put
no,
me in the
no.
writer's
No, I
room.
think you're on camera.
No, I don't like being on camera.
What if you had to make out hard with, what's his name? Aragorn's actor.
Oh, he's a, no.
You don't like him?
I mean, he's good looking, but like, I wouldn't want to do. I just no. I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. That's why I'm not an actress, except in our beautiful, wonderfully shot skits here at Level One Tech.
So tomorrow or next week we'll be back. I don't know if Wendell will be back next week. Wendell is on a
He's got like multiple
long
conferences he
hiatus.
has to go
He's
to.
traveling forever. Who knows? Who
Like
knows what
all
will happen?
month, and
Chris
then
is out for Mother's Day, so
yeah.
next week might just be me, and I might have to get drunk again.
You don't have to.
I feel.
Do it live.
I
Do it live
feel.
and interact with the chat.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And then you
A
don't have to
live
drink.
Level One News? Maybe? Were we doing the Twitch chat or the YouTube chat?
Well, Wendell tried to do a YouTube
Comment,
stream and it was
comment,
messed up, so.
comment, and whatever. I'm gonna stop it now. We're at an
Bye.
hour 2, and my vision is blurred as fuck.